Scouting department, they've got time. They can go and spend their Saturday in Atlanta.
I know that they do, but even then, you're putting this on a Saturday when that whole, college football plays. The other players that these scouts are supposed to be scouting, they've got visits, they've got assignments, they've got other, this is why the NFL has guys in on Tuesdays.
You've got a loose scout. You've got someone.
I'm sure you do.
For example, the Bears are a team that is filled with redundancy. Brad Childress ain't doing nothing. Send his ass to Atlanta. Hey, Chili, go to Atlanta for
get
the weekend.
Get your ass to Mars.
Yeah, like what? I mean, seriously, like, come on. Like, there's a lot of people. Not saying that they're not doing in, like, they don't work for a living.
Yeah,
but Matt Nagy on the Saturday before a game doesn't need Brad Childress holding his hand. You can go to Atlanta and write a report. That's all you have to. If the Bears will credential me, I'll go. I'll go and I'll tell you what I think. I'll write up a report. I can do it. I can tell you what I saw and what I think he can be. Just all you gotta do, you know what? Don't even pay me. Just take care of the flight and I'll go to Atlanta for the weekend.
I'm just really worried about what's going to get leaked and about what anybody who wants control over the narrative here can say, well, anonymous scout said this, anonymous scout said that. Well, that's it. He's done. He can't play. They said it. He got nothing. And it's a lot of it's just going to be BS.
Yeah, but maybe there is someone in there that is actually doing their due diligence and says, oh, there's still something left.
It's better than half the quarterbacks in the league right now.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you look up and down the quarterback situations, and you could do this each and every year that Colin Kaepernick has been blackballed from the NFL and forced to basically sit down. You could go through each and every team and find yourself 3, 5, 7 at times, depending on when you take the snapshot of the league, where there is just no reason that a franchise up to 7 at one given time shouldn't take a look at Colin Kaepernick in their quarterback room.
Isn't Colin Kaepernick an upgrade over Tyler Bray?
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly, he is.
And I think
they both spent the same amount of time not playing
Derek
football.
Derek Anderson and Nathan Peterman. I mean, these guys came out of nowhere to go play.
Sure. And
Josh McCown was a high school coach and then made another $30 million.
And then Josh McCown was an analyst at ESPN, and they were like, would you like some more money? And he was like, yes, I would love some. And the league and the sycophants who don't want to at least give Colin this chance can't talk about how long he's been out of the game when NFL people are sniffing around Matt Hasselbeck at 43 and asking him if he would like to play football again.
You don't think Tony Romo gets a text every other weekend?
I think he should.
You know, he absolutely should. Just saying, that guy gets a text every other weekend. He goes, oh, that's cute. I don't really.
Was it Scott Zolak or J.P. Losman or somebody was helping out at a pro day and was just throwing passes?
I want to say that's J.P. Losman.
Like three NFL teams were like, hey,
this guy's still got it.
Hey, any time.
Hell, there was probably, you remember when Matt Nagy threw the touchdown pass in camp?
Yes.
There was probably 3 or 4 teams who were like, I don't know, maybe Matt Nagy can quarterback for us. Maybe he can come in and be that third dude in the room. Hell, he threw one good pass there in Vermin.
No
A.
pass rush.
Zero.
All right, we got to let this guy go, Ralph, or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
go do what you got to do.
Fine,
Connor,
I feel inspired
but
right now.
Stop
go
eating
see
pizza.
If there's a couple more slices. Yeah,
no,
you look a little waxy.
So stop doing that. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station, and the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves youth hockey program is presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn how to get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. We are winners. We are the Wolves. This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Tony, let's go.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
They still have a chance.
Yeah, it. I know. But to
You just scared Dion.
You scared the crap out of me. Oh my
That's the point of your face. What are you doing, Tony? You don't scare the guests.
Oh my gosh. Did I visibly jump out of the chair?
I'm sure.
Oh no, I've stopped believing. Is that wrong? No, I shouldn't say that. It would be
They're in the hunt. until Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
I can't go with you on that walk, man.
They're there until Sunday, and if they lose on Sunday, it's completely over, and we don't have to worry about it anymore. But if they win on Sunday, I'm thinking maybe that soundbite you should have like a little lower because it clearly scared Dion.
Yeah, he's two for two on scaring the crap out of
you. Yes. Probably scaring people as they're driving. Somebody gets this at a red light, they might just hit the gas.
We don't want that. That would be bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That'll slap so hard, though.
No.
Like, oh, man. Listen to that Lawrence Holmes show. Made me crash my car.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two. Go crash your car to it.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Welcome into the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff on the docket for today's show. Joe Cowley is going to join me at 1 o'clock. Is Joe in studio, or is he on the phone?
He's on the phone.
Okay. All right. Next week, I have a sit-down with Joe Cowley for House of L. It is worth your time. Yeah, I still haven't. I need to. I haven't finished the list of people that I need to warn about that episode yet. But
could one of them theoretically have spoken yesterday about their sports off season.
Yes, yes, one of them could have done that yesterday, for sure. Don't know if I'll warn him though, but we'll see. We'll see, but Callie's going to be here at 1. I'm going to talk with Speaks coming up in about 15 minutes because this Astros thing is really, really interesting. And what baseball does with it is also fascinating. Along with that, we're going to talk about the Bears and them getting ready for a big game on Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim Rams. We're going to do that, and we're going to talk about the Bulls, but we start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
When did you need that rundown by?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Just get it right.
Yeah, gotcha. Of course. I'm going to dive in to the rundown.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Wednesday, November 13th. Let's start with the Cubs and Sox because the winter meetings are going on. If you didn't know that, so all the GMs are like getting together. They're talking. Rob Manfred has said he would like to see some activity in the winter meetings. Jed Hoyer, Cubs GM, said this about trade rumors in the Cubs.
We can't chase down every rumor. People are going to put stuff out there, you know, about our guys. And I mean, there's definitely some clickbait opportunity there. We have a lot of guys that have been all-stars, and you can put a story out pretty easily that gets clicks. And, you know, I think one of the things about our players in general is that we're in a big market. They're used to having their name in trade rumors. They're used to having their names out there. And so I think they have a sense of what, you know, what's real and what's not real. But yeah, we can't chase down every rumor. You know, we can't deny every rumor because we know it's going to happen, and we have to live with that. But I mean, we're not going to add fuel to that fire. That's for sure.
I am curious what the Cubs are going to do at the GM meetings. If we are going to see any movement in the offseason, are the guys that are in their core? I know that's a loaded word. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javier Baez, Wilson Contreras. If one of those guys or more of those guys or Kyle Schwarber are going to be moved, we shall see. Meanwhile, probably 20 feet from Jed Hoyer, Rick Hahn was talking about how he's not saying nothing about what the White Sox are going to do.
I'm going to avoid swimming into conversations about free agency. I think we've seen over the last couple of weeks that doesn't make a lot of sense for clubs to be commenting on that. So I will say in general, we were pretty clear about our desire to improve this club both last year and certainly this year as we head into the offseason. We're very pleased with where many elements of this young core are as we enter this offseason, but know that we're not quite where we want to be. So we're going to look to improve ourselves any way that possible, whether it's via free agency or via trade.
Sometimes I wonder, and obviously, you know, MLB puts stuff like this in place so that they can capture headlines, like they do it for clicks, the way that Jed is accusing media doing it for clicks. Like, MLB does this for clicks, but I don't know if it does any of us any good. I don't know if you get anything out of what it is. They say it's stuff like this. I don't know if I get anything out of it, and they definitely don't get anything out of it. I'm not sure why we keep doing it, to tell you the God's honest truth. But whatever. All right, let's move on to the Bears. Eddie Jackson thinks that the Bears can stack some wins after winning on Sunday.
It was huge, you know, especially the division game at home and, you know, all the things we went through early on in the season, first half of the season. So it was huge for us. And right now it's just time for us to build off these and just stack the rest of them.
We'll see if they can. They have an opportunity in front of them on Sunday night against the Rams. Matt Nagy is talking right now, and we just pulled a clip of him because it's the story of the day around the NFL, that the NFL has set up a pro day, basically, for Colin Kaepernick at Atlanta's facility on Saturday. Nagy was asked if he thought the Bears would send anyone to Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Matt, do you know if the organization has decided yet whether they're going to attend the Kaepernick workout or not?
I honestly have no idea right now. I'm just kind of focused in on where we're at. So I'll leave that up to Ryan and those guys and see. And I know that, you know, they'll have a handle on that.
And as a guy who's an aficionado of quarterbacks, you were talking about Phillip Rivers at length a couple weeks ago. Do you have some curiosity about what Kaepernick still has or what he might do in this workout?
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's been out of the game a little bit, but when he was, you know, doing well and playing, he definitely was a weapon. So it'll be curious to see how he does. I have no idea. Again, for me, you know, I wish him the best and all that, and you always root good for people. But for where I'm at right now personally, we're so focused in on the Rams.
All right, that makes sense for the coach of the Bears and any coach who's going to be asked to be like, well, we're focused on the thing that we have up next. From an organizational standpoint, it would be a dereliction of duty to not go. You don't have to, and I know that Kaepernick is kind of pushed back and saying that he wants GMs and coaches to be there. I would say to him, you don't need that. You don't need necessarily the decision maker there. What I want, though, is the Bears to send someone, and I have offered my services if they would like to send me Saturday. I will write a thorough report on what it is that I see. But someone should go, because your quarterback situation is not good, and it is not complete. You don't have a complete room. So it would be just as bad as what we found out Ryan Pace did in the draft in 2017, when he didn't sit down with Deshaun Watson. You go, and if you find out, if your scout says, you know what, he's not for us, fine. But at least send someone down there to do an honest assessment to see if you can improve your team in any way. Yes, Tony?
And that's what they're going to say, right? At the end of every season, hey, we want to improve and use all our options to make this team the best we can. If you don't send somebody out there and give him a legitimate look, you're lying to every GM will be lying to their fan base.
You can't talk with Jeff Joniak on the game broadcast and say, we're doing everything possible to try and improve the team, when a now NFL authorized. This isn't Colin working out at a schoolyard. This is an NFL authorized workout has been put in front of you. You should go. And there's no excuse to not go. On to the Bulls. Last night, Coby White came off the bench after having a really like rough stretch of games. His college coach was in the building, and he went off.
Coby White wasn't bounced. Left wing three. Bam! Oh, he needed that one, folks. And so did the Bulls. Coby White for three. Arch up top to White. One bounce, three ball. Yes! Back-to-back jacks. Coby White, timeout New York. Archie D'Angelo to White. Another right side three. Yes! Back-to-back-to-back jacks. Right in front of his North Carolina head coach, Roy Williams. Done left side, White. Let it fly, Coby. Yes! That's four here in the fourth quarter. Coby White.
Four in a row here in the fourth quarter. He's got the Bulls' last 12 points.
Levine left corner, three ball. Nope. pulled down by Thaddeus Young in front of Archie Diacono. Kobe White! Yes! Five straight three balls. Kobe White. White. Another topside three. Got it! That's six here in the fourth quarter.
Oh, my. Wow.
Kobe White. What's the Bulls record for most made threes in a quarter?
That sets it for
Morris
for three.
Kobe White has set a franchise record for most made three-point field goals in a quarter with six. White, couple of jab steps. Comes up shooting top three. Bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall. He's got seven threes.
Wow. That was a big-time shot right there. His bench is up. Cheering for him.
120-100.
Well, let's not go Hall of Fame, but he did break a Bulls record for threes in a quarter.
Best guard, North Carolina guard, the Bulls ever got.
Agreed. He also broke a rookie record for threes. So congratulations. That was really good by Kobe White last night. It was fun to watch him as a player. And the Bulls won. The Bulls happened to also win the game, which is a big deal. Jim Boylan said that his rookie guard is very good.
Kobe was terrific. I thought the beauty in Kobe's game was he let it come to him, but also we found him, and we honored what he was doing by we kept feeding him and kept getting him and kept finding him, and I thought that group did a hell of a job. Obviously, he was terrific, and we helped him be that way, which I think is what good teams do.
Yeah, that's what good players do and all that stuff. Here's what Kobe said about this being an unprecedented moment for him.
You've shown the propensity to score a lot of points in a short period of time before, obviously. But where does that stretch rank for you? I mean, do you remember ever being that hot, like, in that short period of time?
No.
Yeah.
That range, that's number one. Like I said, I was surprised at some of the stuff that I did. But like I said, I just gotta give credit to my teammates. They kept looking for me and they were trying to find ways, you know, to give me open shots. Yeah. You know, that's what they were doing. So, you know, like I said, I gotta give them a lot of credit.
It's a great game for him and a nice win for the Bulls. And that concludes our rundown for Wednesday, November 13th. Hopefully now you're all caught up. If Mitch says something that's really interesting, we will try to bring it to you. But when we come back, this story with the Astros stealing signs and using electronics to steal signs is fascinating. Matt Spiegel, who's one of our baseball guys, is going to join me next. We're going to talk about it with him, about what it means, and some of the Cubs-White Sox off-season stuff as well. Spiegs joins me next to talk baseball here on The Score.
Bulls fans, it's Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Winnington.
This is the home of Bulls basketball.
And it's where Lawrence Holmes talks Bulls weekdays noon to 2.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
A radio.com sports station.
An official radio home of the Bulls.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Here's what's wrong with college athletics. Last week, Ohio State star defensive back Chase Young was suspended for the Buckeyes game against Maryland after admitting that a report he received a loan of $11,500 from a family friend last year was true. Young said he'd paid back the loan and hoped to be reinstated quickly. Okay, fine. The Buckeyes managed to squeak past the Terrapins without Young 73-14. Then, on an Ohio State podcast Monday, one of the hosts said he'd been told that Maryland had leaked the information on Young to the NCAA, pointing out that Young's high school coach is now on the Maryland staff. Let's assume it was Maryland that turned Young in. If he broke a rule, why is that wrong? If he did nothing wrong, it would be up to the NCAA to find him not guilty. The notion that Maryland, if the podcaster's speculation is accurate, is the bad guy in this makes zero sense. What a world. I'm John Feinstein. CBS Sports
Radio. Do you get this? Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here, and seasons are changing in Chicago. It's getting cold. This is when pipes burst and basements flood. If flood disaster strikes, do what I did when I had water in my house. Contact Aloha Restoration to get your home bone dry in no time. Aloha's full service, and they restored my home to pre-disaster condition with me from start to finish, making it like it unhappened. Aloha repairs all the damage from mold and fire and water in all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an